One thing you're not gonna do is talk while real niggas is talking, so shut the fuck up. No, like, literally, be quiet. I don't need to hear anything from you. Hush, nigga. Silence of the lambs. Like Anthony Hopkins is here. You see that a wolf is talking, bitch. Don't want to hear a peep out of you. Not another word, nigga. Not another word. Or Mexico gonna get real fucking ignorant in this motherfucker.
Right on, baby. Right on.
This is a certified hood classic.
You are now tuned in to the soft sounds of Kimi and Casanova.
Mac Daddy, let me get it started. Talk my shit better. Fat nigga, on a fraternity. I'm a big stepper. I'm plain Jane. All y'all rock is designer. Bitches throw pussies at me. All I rock is vaginas. I just be laid back. All I got is recliners. I wouldn't join the Navy shit. All I got is Rihanna. You jive turkeys is frivolous. I'm a light that's a filament. Slip your disc, I'm a krillin' it. I ain't feeling it. I'm a pimp in the night. Skin glistening. I be in your kitchen making grits and putting dick in your wife. Kimi Casanova, the floating got colder than Nova Scotia. I'm rolling my motion. Making your hoe let me motorboat her. I'm a pimp tight nigga with a mouthpiece. Bitches tell me I'm a maid nigga like a house key. She
removed all right, all right, sir. Relax. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids of all ages, 800 number one sugar in the building with my gang name. All right, episode 90 of the Sushi Boys podcast is in full effect. I'm in the way, so let me get out the way. That's all I got to say, because in the red corner, let me introduce to you a man blessed by God, the richest nigga in the South by Southwest, always dressed in his Sunday's best, saying all the wild shit with his whole motherfucking chest. The man, the myth, the legend. Mr. Sloan Kettering, sir, how are you? How do you do?
No, still educated and ignorant, high as fuck. Shit, yeah, man. Life's good.
Cook. Yeah. Oh, God. City. All right, then. Now, welcome in, cousin. If I may, ladies and gentlemen, direct your attention to the blue corner. And I can introduce to you.
I mean, you gonna let me do my intro?
Oh, excuse me, my fault. Yeah.
Damn, nigga.
I was ready. I was ready. Sorry, sir. Sorry. You know, I apologize.
You just out here drunk, baby.
Yeah, you right.
You just out here drunk. What you been drinking this blue?
Ooh, nigga got blue, the Smurf nigga. Bottle. What you talking about?
Huh?
Cook muffin, bro.
Just cook big. Big cook nigga. That's out here just skipping people shit. You know, it's the big homie Sloan Kettering, Sky Daddy's favorite, aka Lord of the Sugar Puts.
Oh my gosh.
Petasaurus Rex, the most dangerous of the petasaurs.
Oh, hold on, cousin.
This nigga ain't even got the
Claude Hemmers.
Petasaurus Rex, the most dangerous of the petasaurs. The Great Values Act Fox, the High Chief Petty Maivia, you know, Trody Rhodes, Strowman Reigns, Dean Treylinko. And if I got a Dr. Dabber product in my hand, you know, like this one right here, might as well call me Latrell Smokewell, because the smoke be choking me. You know, Zab Judah, Dab Judah, Dab Jetson in the building, Mr. R1, L1. XO, I said it backwards on purpose, and I'm about that jam. If you play Madden with Vic on the cover, my people, then you already understand.
Touchdown!
And a nigga is always trying to score.
Guess what, bitch?
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Woo! No, I'm saying now. Listen, well, I like the shuffle. I like finding drops for Sloan, because you know what I'm saying, they mean so much more now. The next man that I'm going to introduce to you, and my apologies, cousin. Listen, I was so excited just to get to the top. Ah, listen.
I'm gonna go make me a drink.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you and direct your attention back to the blue corner. I know that we got there prematurely. I would like to introduce you a man who is visiting us from the future just to stunt and let us know how much flyer he is than all of us, okay? Him and Doc Brown always shutting shit down when they drive in the DeLorean around town because they are just trying to get back to where they belong and let these niggas know. It's a man on the hoverboard, probably carrying a sword, always praising the good Lord. You dig? Hallelujah, holla back at my man, my G, Mr. Marty McFlyer than you. Sir, how do you do?
I am great, Scott, man. I'm out here doing it, moving, you know what I'm saying? Ski skirting in the DeLorean. I don't even think it make noises because, you know, we hover. We float now. We float here. But you know what I'm saying? So my brother said, it's your boy Marty McFlyer than you. You know what I'm saying? AKA Elvis Freshly. Viva Las Vegas. AKA Tragic Johnson.
Tragic.
AKA Black Sajak. AKA Swirl Roy Jetson. AKA Irv Gotti. Yeah. AKA the baby is not mine. I am not the father. I am Kuti Kinte. AKA Skirt Angle. Boom. The king goes skrrr. AKA Mark Nowitzki.
That man in the corner. Who is he?
He's one of them Rangers. Dangerous folk they are wandering the wilds.
AKA Mr. Arts and Crafts. Making all sorts of masterpieces with no mess. It's your boy, Throb Ross. AKA the Shea Butter Batty Daddy Slam Cook. AKA Trill Scott. AKA Screw Her Vandross. AKA Fetty Murphy. AKA 300 and I think it was 27th time Cruiser Pettyweight Champion jumping off the top rope straight up with an elbow to a bitch nigga face. You know what I'm saying? AKA Optimus Grind. AKA using the force with consent. It's your boy, Flygon Jin. AKA Lil Uzi Vert. AKA Him Duncan. AKA Scam Margera. AKA Afkasi Poppy.
All right, then. You know what I'm saying? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, now if I may draw all of your attention in to the black corner.
Am I the meanest?
Sure enough.
Am I the prettiest?
Sure enough.
Am I the baddest mofo low down around this town?
Sure enough.
But who am I?
Sure enough.
Who am I?
Sure enough.
I can't hear you. Shoka.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids of all ages. He, she, him, they, non-binary, all that. You dig what I'm saying? A-Hunt, the number one Shogun, number one rule in the universe. Protect your neck at all times. Otherwise, I come through with the kid team. Chop them shit clean, you know what I mean? One Punch Man with the tan next to you, the tan liquor stand. If you was outside for the 99 and the 2000s, you would already understand. I was bagging aunties on accident. I apologize in advance. Sorry, not sorry. And we keep it moving. Pablo Baldini, slide tackling it into the fourth row. Listen, sir, I got off ball, and that is a no call. We can play on. You dig? Pele with the AK, letting the whole thing spray when I get in the front half. I ain't gonna pass because let all them bitches hit the upper 90 every shot that I take. Double entendre, don't even ask me how. Half a diss into the goal. Master Bruce with the bubble goose, letting all this shit get loose. Listen, I got the nunchucks in the back pocket, you dig? Don't make me have to pull them. Otherwise, I'll make you pop, lock, and drop it. I don't want to do that. Listen, Dirt Real was pulling up on your auntie on I-75. Listen, I know she can't drive because she got a DUI. Ma'am, hop in the Uber. I'll make sure you get home safely. The Hotep Apache chef always got the grill on high, letting all this shit get fly. Y'all niggas know why. Because all you motherfuckers out here lying. Petty Gordo just doing capoeira on the beach with Master Screech. You know what I'm saying? Flex Luger putting aunties in the torture rack trying to crack their back because they said, I look like a whole snack. I'm about to frog splash. I'm about to frog splash off the headboard. You dig? Listen, the Shogun swashbuckler, Captain Jack Spanner host. The rum is gone. Yurt McGurt. Getting these bitches off the boat if they ain't trying to give no throat. And as always, it's your boy Spacely Sparky out here getting fried in the cosmos. And the man, the myth, the legend, the 321-time reigning pettyweight champion of the world, the galaxy, the Milky Way. It's your boy, Petty Gorilla. DJ, hit that drop. All right, then. Gentlemen, if I may welcome you in. You know what I'm saying? Listen, we back, y'all. We got the gang them jumping back in the chat. Fellas, how was your weekend, son? If I may, let us know what you got into and what you went through.
You know, normal weekend, just chill with the old lady. Relaxed. I don't remember what I did. I really haven't been doing shit, you know. Cleaned up a lot of the house. Still got some more cleaning to do. Didn't laundry. Well, did too. Cleaned my sheets, cooked dinner today, you know, made some fire ass Mississippi roast with mashed potatoes from scratch and macaroni and cheese, baked macaroni and cheese, cornbread, you know. I get down.
Sounds harsh.
What did we do the other day? Me and my old lady, actually, we did have something to do this weekend. Saturday, I think we went to this place called Chop Yard with one of her coworkers and had some drinks and some food. Young lady, her coworker, at the end of the night, we're standing outside talking to her coworker, and her coworker is this lily white lady from Detroit. And I love her to death. She's so cool, but she's so oblivious. Like, she's a white woman. She's just a white woman in the world. And she's just standing in the street. Like, we're standing next to her car. And she's got her back to the street. While me and my wife got our back to the building. And, like, paying attention and looking and stuff. So this, excuse me, these cars pull up. And this white dude gets out the car and starts walking towards the back of our friend's car. And my wife steps in front of me and starts crossing her arms like this, like to protect me. And she was like, when we got in the car, she was like, I heard you move the gun to the side and unpop it when dude walked past. So I backed up. I was like, you was in my shot. I was gonna clip you trying to get him. But that was cool. And then what did we do Sunday? Sunday we went to our local little cigar bar, had a cigar, just chill. They got like a little private room too. Like, they got a TV, air purifier in the little room. We just sat in there, smoked a cigar, watched TV. Elegant. Like we would if we was at home. And then I came home, got something to eat from our favorite taqueria. Sat on the couch, watched TV, and ate. We do simple stuff, man.
Sounds like a lovely
activities.
I love that. You know, King.
Swept my floor.
Man, clean the house. Listen.
Gave the dog a bath.
Educated ignorance and domesticated blissfulness. You know what I'm saying?
Educated ignorance, domesticated thuggery.
Ah,
yeah. I'm still a thug. I'm just domesticated. Like I cook with the best of them, clean with the best of them. I'm trying this stay at home husband thing. I'm trying to impress my wife. My wife, because she just said right now, babe, I was at work all day and I came home to a nice cooked meal. This is so relaxing. I said, I know.
Real nigga.
Love that for you. Listen, clap all this shit up because that is amazing. And real niggas need to hear that shit because half you niggas out here with these fucking city girls and you niggas want to be city boys, but we ain't gonna tell nobody. I mean, it's cool. I see you, cousin. And look at him. Got the Blue Bel Air up in the building with us. Yes, sir. Shout out to all the sponsors, first and foremost. Yeah. Blue Bel Air Champagne. Champagne. Appreciate y'all. Love you. Dr. Dabber in the building alongside 710 Labs. Yes, sir. And as always, Grow Gain Inc., we appreciate you, Gang Dim. You know what I'm saying? Throw up the all the signs for the niggas in the Hidden Leaf, Smoking Keef. You know what I'm saying?
Hidden Leaf Keef.
That looks like it's bouncing through the TV.
Ah, I see what you did there, Marty. Thank you for my new AKA. Sir, how was your weekend? How are you?
You know, my shit was cool. I mean, it's kind of low key. Worked on some music, you know. Watching my motherfucking Heat shut these bitch ass Celtics down. Been trying to tell niggas ain't nobody scared. They gonna learn. But you know, Terra Mama had her nephews over, so three of them niggas was in the house on top of the other three. So
damn, that's lively. Niggas on niggas.
It was lively. Yeah, it was like
Marty was in there getting beat up.
Never that.
He was calling in. She was calling in the kids. That's the Blink Twice Mafia. That's really what it is.
Never that. No Blink Twice Mafia. Let that shit die, please.
Blink Twice Mafia.
Be your own people. What was it? Friday, they came over, watched the game, you know, posted up, ate some food. Saturday, took the little ones, needed to get them out the fucking house. Took them to go play some basketball and kick it at the park. Did some cleaning, came back, watched some more basketball, wrote some music, just kind of posted up. Sunday was big lit because, you know, they went to a birthday party. I didn't have to go, so I just stayed at the crib.
Probably wrote some more music. Yo, congratulations on being a writing ass nigga, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Especially in the world of the AI chat bots and bodies. You doing real things for niggas that can think. You know what I'm saying? So shout to you. God. I don't know why, but it always reminds me of the Thugnificent or Gangstalicious. One of the two niggas that was a rapper off the Boondocks where they congratulated Huey on just being smart.
Oh, yeah, it was like, yeah, nigga, oh, you read this shit? That's real dope, my nigga.
That's real dope, my nigga. So happy for you for writing, being at the house, not getting jumped by the kids and shit, because I know you in a house full of, the Samoan Polynesian, Pacific Islander, all them's.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man, them niggas be growing. All them boys is yo size right now. And they six.
I mean, the other one's definitely my half. The other ones is half louse, which I'm already familiar with because my daughter's half louse. But them niggas fight too. So it was like, you know, keep them occupied so you know that they would, you know, they good.
And they pulling baby shanks on you when they hungry.
Damn, bro, man. She got the melatonin Puerto gummies, Ricans nigga. And the Mexicans and the Polynesians in her. She is going to be a beast. She like, I'm half Laos and half Samoan. And like, what? She half Laos, quarter Black, and a quarter Samoan? Yeah, I wouldn't want to fuck with her.
Oh, yeah. She already on. I still get the calls of when she, you know, she got to haul off and hit somebody. I'd be mad at first. But when I talk to you later, I'd be proud.
You'd be like, I understand. I understand why you did it.
I don't be mad like, at all.
I know. I don't be trying to hear
my kids know the rule. My kids know the rule. If somebody put their hands on you, beat the fuck out of them.
Better not lose. If so, you better get your licks in.
I don't care if you lose, you better fight.
Get your licks in.
Don't let nobody put their hands on you without getting their hands put on, without getting them hands put on them.
Equal opportunity hands. What you say, bisexual hands?
Yeah, anybody can get it.
Oh, God. Listen. AI too, nigga.
Ages 2 to 92.
On gang now. Hey, hon, how about yourself?
What'd you man, listen, chill, bro. I had a good weekend. It was great. Yeah, listen. The Lord bless your boy. That is all I can say. I must have threw the fire signs out into the universe long ago. You dig what I'm saying? Yeah, it was great. And top it off, I hung out with my kids. I always enjoy spending time with them. My daughter decided she wanted to be a roadrunner and do everything that my son was doing when we went to like this kid's indoor jungle gymnasium. So I got to crawl through because she's like, oh, I want to go up on like all the shit he's going up on. Baby girl, you were big enough in the kiddie playroom, but I get that you're adventurous. So I already understand when it's time to go to amusement parks, get on them roller coasters. She is probably going to be the one to go, and her brother is not with it yet. Absolute thug. And like all the women in my family are like, oh, and I'm like, no, that is a parademon hiding. Because I saw her look at this little girl playing in a spot that, you know, she's sitting there hanging out, chilling, using her imagination, just getting busy and having fun in like a kid's play area. But this little girl walks over into the spot of where she was just at, and the death stare I saw come off of my daughter that is 2 years old was insane. Because I was like, oh, she almost beat the brakes off of that girl. Luckily, she was in a little Barbie car having the greatest time. But yeah, she was definitely, she thought about if she could have drove over there, she might have ran her over.
Your daughter likes vehicular homicide?
Like, I should hit this car right now, this Barbie car. Because ain't no way you're going to walk up in my playhouse and think you gonna cook something in my fake oven. Yeah, dude, I seen it all. It was hilarious, but I had an amazing weekend. It's still continuing into now. And the fact is that if we can, listen, Sushio Boys is breaking ground because we are now going to announce the fact that we have another podcast coming to the CDB network to be named later. But as far as now, I want to welcome in, we got a lacrosse podcast. Our boy Dre is going to be jumping on sometime here soon, but gang, you'll see him all across the network. And he'll be dropping a lacrosse podcast every Wednesday. So make sure that if you get a chance, you follow him on Twitter. I think it is Sir Laxalot, LAX. Yeah, If you know, you know. Listen, if you want to learn about lacrosse,
it's Sir S-I-R L-A-X-A-L-O-A-L-O-T.
Yeah.
Sir Lax-a-Lot.
Sir Lax-a-Lot. So if you are on Twitter, make sure you go follow Mandim, our man Dre. Listen, you out in Colorado. You know what? I don't even need you now, Dre, because you fucking nigga, and you know why. But we appreciate you for coming on to the network and bringing...
I missed something in the Discord.
Listen, we'll talk about...
Bro, you're so behind in the Discord. Yeah,
nah, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it, but you're going to have to catch up. Listen, you got chapters to read, sir. That's how I feel when I'm gone for like 2 hours. Because these niggas absolutely cook. And then if you do not jump into Ray's Boom Boom Room and then chop it up, yeah, you're not hit to anything that happened within the day, past week, possibly the past month. Shit, listen. Yeah,
I'm behind.
And this is just in small group capture.
Is this why we need to defund him?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
He has been committing felonious assaults.
What?
Yeah, Dre is out of his fucking mind. And I love it.
Yo.
Oh, okay. I know what I'm... Sorry. I'm supposed to be in the studio. Later. Now I'm going to be in the Discord.
I'm waiting on my man Grim just to leave a Yelp review.
And Dre job.
Shout out to Grim. I can't wait. Yo. Also, y'all, make sure if you do follow the CDB network, that aside from the Sucio Boys, which drops every Tuesday, 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, we also every Tuesday and Thursday will have Coffee with Rev. You know what I'm saying? Rev Ron Hunt and our brother, Sucio Sloan Kettering. You know what I'm saying? Every Thursday and Tuesday, 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. So if you are on Twitter, jump in, say hi. You know what I'm saying? All shit, they let fly. Respectfully. Respectfully. But it's a good place to network, chop it up and talk about the events of the day, how people are doing, and build a community. So that's where we at.
We try to get your day started with a little bit of positivity and some niggery shit.
I'm trying to get hype, bro. That's what most of you niggas is missing in y'all life. Y'all ain't got no hype, man. Y'all don't got no hype, man, or women. Y'all got people, but you also don't have people that help you autocorrect. Right? You might have somebody that's just hyping you up and like saying things that, shout out to 710. I see you out there. You know what I'm saying? I got mine back over here. Listen, I got mine right here right now. Lying.
Got the smokery in it.
Listen, nah, man.
Nah, this is this is I think this is CBD lip balm.
Oh, different.
710 okay. Labs, you know. I stay medicated and they pay me for it. You see my eyes? Look at that. You see my eyes? I feel like my eyes faded. Are wide open.
Why do
you
how what? Are all four of your eyes faded?
Listen,
I feel like my eyes are wide the fuck open, but when I look at my eyes on the screen, they're damn near closed. But I can see everything.
So that would look like he's trying to read something small the whole time.
Hell yeah. And I'm high as shit.
As you should be.
As you should, sir.
Drinking Terramana out the styrofoam cup. I'm a real nigga.
Ooh, big Chihu energy, sir.
Bro, by the end of this podcast, I'm going to be fucked up because I'm cool.
The end of the podcast.
Nah, bro. I came in fried, so obviously I'm like elbow dropping Sloan in his intro. Like, excuse me, nigga.
Oh, elbow dropped me out my intro.
Oh my god, like it was accidental bump. You're supposed to tag him in.
Listen, right. A little bit of coffee, yeah. A little bit of coffee in the morning, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Also, since we're talking about wrestling, don't forget the pay window also on the CDB network as well. You know, every Thursday, me and the Professor Nick Harrison, TikTok sensation. Also, he's an Instagram sensation now. Look, we might as well just call him a social media sensation.
Yo, this nigga literally went
them live
bananas.
Hamilton.
Yeah, fam, the thing, what he did within a week.
In 2 weeks, he got 20,000 followers on Instagram.
Just randomly. Nah, that's not random.
It's not random, but I've been telling him for a while to go live on Instagram as well. Like, people know who you are. And he finally, what really happened is he got banned on TikTok for that week and had to go to Instagram, and his shit took off on Instagram too.
And then he's like, oh shit.
Like, dude is loved by everyone. I got to start telling that nigga thank you more often, because he put me in rooms that I need to be in that I didn't know I needed to be in.
Oh God.
And that's a cool thing about having folks like that, because it's uplifting to me. And, you know, as much as I fumble through life, y'all really set the precedent. And like, Sloan does it so meticulously, it looks as if he's not trying. Because the way y'all see him, like, yeah, I'm on here Friday. Yeah, fam, he already did the work like 5 to 6 months ago.
This nigga a duck in some water. He just looked like he's sailing. You don't know the amount of work kicking this nigga got to do to make the shit look so smooth.
Yo.
Why? I look calm. I look calm up top, but like a duck, I'm kicking my legs like a motherfucker.
Oh, God.
Making moves like a chess nerd, my nigga. You dig what I'm saying? Fellas. Now that we have got all the pleasantries out the way, let's get into it, yeah? All right, 10. Yeah, here we go. All right, Colton session. Hear ye. Question to you fellas. And Sloan, this was interesting, I think, especially coming off the heels of, you know, my nigga getting his genius papers. Brought this to our attention, and I thought about this for a minute, but I wanted you to articulate. So when did getting out of a negative situation outshine celebrating a positive situation? Please, sir, you have the floor.
I don't know. I think to like put this in perspective, it's like I seen a bunch of people that either I graduated with at graduation or kids graduating coming up that they not getting the love I think they should. Like, if you graduated, I don't see why you don't have everybody on your shit liking your shit. There's some jealousy and some hate behind that. But you will celebrate Pookie getting out of jail the third time. Like, oh, Pookie came home. Pookie always coming home. When is Pookie going to stay home? That's the question.
That's the question.
Like, my nigga, there is no reason for you to be celebrating this nigga for the third time of coming home. It's like this nigga want to go to jail just to have a coming home party. Like, ain't no reason for you to go to jail six times and have six parties. Like, that's like continuously having a party for a bitch that keep getting pregnant. Like, why she gotta keep having a baby shower? If Contessa gets pregnant every fucking year for the last 6 years, faithfully, all right, after baby shower 3, maybe even 2. Bitch, I'm not coming. I'm just saying, like, that's just on my heart today. I don't know why, but that's what I feel the need to say. I bequeath my time, dog. Like, I'm sorry.
Man, ain't no fucking way. Oh, bro. It's the perfect. Fam, the analogy and the comparison is top tier. Because seriously, what the fuck?
I'm not going to keep celebrating you getting out of jail and you getting pregnant.
Listen, I'm tired. I'm with you.
You know, that's similar to something when motherfuckers want you to be as excited as they are because they decided to celebrate their birthday for a whole week or a whole month. Your birthday was 6 days ago, bitch.
Nigga, I'm not even excited about my birthday. The fuck are you doing?
It's my birthday week. Nigga, we finna... What?
I'm about to hate so much.
Niggas got work. I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck about your birthday.
I barely gave a fuck about your actual birthday. Let alone you want to plan out a whole week and expect me to just let me just shut my life down.
I'm not gonna hold you. It's so hard. Like, if not for Facebook, like there's niggas that I don't communicate with, and it's not necessarily for a good reason. It's just because like we all have lives, but like Facebook will remind you, oh shit, it's so and so's birthday.
And I still will not give a fuck.
Nigga, since I lost my Facebook, I don't remember nobody's birthday.
Listen, I try my best because I do exist in a parallel to where it's like I can live in like our reality, what we feel, knock on wood, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like what's in front of us. But then simultaneously, I know that like the world is so much more broad and bigger than what we see and what exists in front of us. So I try to at least like communicate to people that maybe I was cool with, you know what I'm saying? Oh shit, it's so-and-so's birthday. Let me say what's up. Say hi, wish them well wishes. Shit like that. If I really fuck
with you.
It's
not hard to leave a comment and just say happy birthday, it ain't hard to fucking hit retweet when niggas, when you supposed to be sport niggas, right?
Here's
nigga,
the thing.
Fuck your birthday. What am I supposed to be excited about your parents being irresponsible and getting pregnant? I don't care about you being the fastest swimmer. Most of the time,
why are we celebrating your daddy getting his nut off?
Right.
Nigga, we all the fastest swimmer. That's why we here. It ain't no accomplishment.
And I don't care if y'all don't like what I'm saying. I'm a Jehovah's Witness kid. So I grew up not giving a fuck about holidays. Fuck your birthday. Why am I supposed to be excited? It's not my birthday. Am I gonna get some cake?
Right.
Because 9 times out of 10, y'all be wanting me to be excited about a birthday 15 states away. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's difficult. Now, the thing that it would be, if you were in town or like we were close by and you were like, hey, I'm in town for birthday, celebrate, cool. I can do that.
And you come through, yeah, I'm pulling up.
Totally. But what's trash, though, is like I'll see it on Facebook. If I really rock with you, I'll send you a text or like, you know, give you a call, shoot you like a voice message like, hey, fam, just letting you know I wanted to wish you happy birthday.
Real talk, if you ain't say happy birthday to me, I won't say it to you, fuck nigga.
On gang them.
And just know I'm that petty to go back to my birthday on Facebook to see if you said happy birthday to me. Marty, don't laugh, nigga. Y'all should know I'm petty. I don't give a fuck. Well, fuck your feelings, nigga.
No, I'm laughing at the niggas that don't know that and get mad.
You know what I'm saying?
No robbery.
It is what it is, my niggas. High five. Kiss Jesus. Because I'm going to try to sing you there.
I'm about to hate though, for real. In regards to, like, promoting negative shit. I'm so tired of like when I'm supposed to be like worried about niggas that put themselves in dumbass situations. Like I'm tired of niggas being like, you know, free man, whoever their man is that got locked up for some shit that they did and they have to follow rules of the justice system. Okay, my nigga, just don't put yourself in situations to where I'm supposed to be like, free my nigga until it's backwards type shit. Like, okay, nigga, I get that some people are falsely in prison or put in situations that they just get caught up in the system. We already understand that and know that. So
y'all know my rule. If they say, pray for me, I need to know why. Or if they say, free my nigga such and such, I'm gonna need to know why he locked up. Because if it's reasonable, I'm gonna be like, hey, my nigga, you need to stay in jail, big dog.
Right.
Ain't no free.
Oh, yeah. What he do? Why ain't we no freeing you?
Ain't no freeing you, big dog. You finna stay in there. Give him more time. Give him extra time.
Yeah.
Yeah, get that nigga overtime.
Matter of fact, I'll be on jury duty.
Facts. He did it. He fucking did it.
Nah, man, but I'm just tired. I'm tired of us, like, it's like people of color, right? Especially talking to black folks. The crabs in a bucket mentality, the situation to where niggas do nigga shit, but if somebody else, like, I'm not supposed to defend you if you do dumb shit and you do ignorant shit. Like, yeah, oh, my cousin is locked up because they doing him dirty. No, ma'am, he was trapping in his own community, and that nigga's a heathen. Or
I used to trap in my community. I'm not a human. I'm not a heathen.
You're reformed.
I sold greenery.
Well, see, that's not the hard stuff. I'm not worried about that. That's not what we're talking about because the government is damn near about to make money off of every drug. Really, why are we talking about it? They pushing pedals.
Oregon.
You know what I'm saying? They pushing pedals this shit anyway. All of these fucking pharmaceutical reps are giving kickbacks, and then people want to know why all of America is noided out. Well, first and foremost, our biggest consumed drug is caffeine by leaps and bounds on a daily basis.
I had two big ass cups of coffee today. Two big thermoses of cups of coffee.
And think about that.
That's stay caffeinated.
Who the fuck regulates that shit? I'm pretty sure like Colombia for a time couldn't even ship they fucking coffee in here.
And that's what I drink, Colombian and French.
What are we talking about?
I've seen some little kids outside drinking little Prime energy drinks, and I'm like, nigga, you are seven. How?
It don't take a minute for me to build my hotel box, but at the end of the day, I'm just tired of niggas like wanting me to feel sorry or they do some fuck shit. Like, you niggas are so ignorant. I'm so tired of like me having to explain myself because most white Americans or people that don't understand our community whatsoever or don't really capitalize on it, because there's niggas that know how to do that, and they also publicize nigga shit. Let's stop giving them shit to like write about other than like positive shit. You niggas keep trying to beef and battle. You got beef with this rapper, that rapper. Who cares? Half of you niggas are going shit, get shot, can't shoot, kill somebody else's child. Now you got to pay out some shit.
Tell niggas to stand on their shit. You could tweet, post a status to say free your nigga, but if he needs some money on his books or some bail, then niggas don't answer their phone. The same phone you be tweeting free your nigga is the same phone they calling you on when they need some, you know what I mean, for their JPay hit, or they need bail.
I had to cook an African that ain't never been on U.S. soil on the internet because he wanted to talk about all black culture is so negative. Listen, we out here having to defend this shit from other motherfuckers that might be ancestors to niggas that put us on the boat, first and foremost, number one. Number two, I also have to let it be known that black people are not monolithic, and it's more to us than just fucking Chief Keef, shoot 'em up, bang bang, drill music, dope fiend, dope man, The Wire, Top Boy, all that shit, and then negative shit on top of shit, and that's what sells records. Meanwhile, You got niggas that can infiltrate your entire culture and take over your shit and sell more records than you because they can do it and look cookie cutter. Come on, bro. Fuck up my face. Tired of you niggas. Anyway, next topic, because fuck all that. That's the hating ass shit that I'm on. That's what I'm tired of. I'm tired of celebrating stupid shit, nigga. It's a set of twins that figured out some type of mathematical problem, and they're fucking seventh graders in Cincinnati. Let's talk about that shit.
Or the young boy that graduated college with 4 degrees and he's 13 years old.
Let's talk about that.
Black boy.
You know what I'm saying? Anyways, we move. Listen, while let's lighten the load a little bit here. I got a question for y'all. Hey, yo, sir, you're correct. My apologies. Pause. Where are the random video vixens? You know what I'm saying? Like, the bitches that was on the B-side slaps.
I mean, the only one I know that's still doing good is Melissa Ford. She's on the Joe Budden podcast. But yeah, where is Vita Guerrera? And,
where's Gloria Velez at? He toy. But I think Buffy the Body, she a personal trainer now. I heard about that.
Yeah, what them half is that?
What happened to the video vixens? You know what I'm saying? The OGs, triple OGs. The bitches that was on late night BT Uncut on the last 15 minutes of the episode.
Where is old girl from the tip drill video that was shaking ass so tough that her shit broke?
Her thong broke.
The velocity, man. Like I think she was a inhuman or a mutant. The way,
yeah, it was the old girl with the gold thong. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, that was the same one that got the credit card slid down her crack.
Oh yeah, yeah. This nigga Nelly stopped. He forgot he was doing the music video. He just that's a strong feat, you know what I mean? That's real athleticism, and I feel like stuff like that should be appreciated because not everybody could do it, and to do it to that degree, that's she busted out the scenes.
Would you say that like the video vixen has become the rapper now?
Go ahead, he cooking, grill on high.
I think so.
I mean, it's all the niggas
that hang on. Now, and let's take it a step further. All the niggas that used to have the video vixens are in the back now. You know what I'm saying? Niggas out here simping.
Paradigm.
They supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? Wait a minute. Ain't you supposed to be top flight of the world, Craig?
Paradigm shifted.
Times have changed.
Mm. Equality.
Hey, that picked up an additional skill. I mean,
Listen, we are always going to talk about the paradigm of equality. Yes, it has shifted. Times have changed. And the video vixens have now moved to the forefront.
On God.
Look at God. Huh? Yeah. Better than the niggas that's here.
I got 99 problems, and the biggest one is me.
Yo,
you should be honest.
I'm just saying, that's crazy. Any other video vixens that y'all can think of? Why did I just
that we actually know their names?
Oh no. Even if you remember, like from videos, you remember. Like just a video that you remember, you was like, damn, she bad, but I don't know her name.
Hold on, I gotta hit up Mama Marty, see if I still got my King magazine collection that I kept because I had every single one.
All the girls in the girls video from Jay-Z. I always wonder how they're doing.
Yeah. That's a good question.
There's a couple young ladies from the Big Pimpin' video that
Yeah, Gloria Velez is in that. Trying to think who else is in there.
It's a few long ladies from the Rock the Boat Aaliyah video that I want to check on.
Just see how they're doing. How they're...
Yeah. See if God is taking care of them.
Never mind.
You know, another woman I want to check on is the deaf girl from Common's Come Close to Me Baby video.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if that hearing issue cleared up.
That's so fucked up because Mary was singing her like, ass deaf, off deaf. In that song and she ain't hear shit.
Hey, yo, bro. To say she was singing her ass off and she didn't hear shit is crazy.
Never mind. I bequeath my time. Go ahead.
Let's see. Bro. There was a young lady, I think that it was in a Sean Paul video. There was a couple.
I'm still in love with you, son.
Nigga, there was a couple of them. I just wanted to say hi.
It's some from some Pitbull videos, too.
Man, talk about it.
He's in there. He's in there trying to kick it.
All right, let me ask you this. Now, while we're here, who had the best... name an artist that had the best video vixen.
That wasn't in another artist? Because a lot of them was all...
Listen, I said what I said. You can take it to anywhere in your imagination.
A loaded question.
Well, how is it a loaded question?
Because a lot of them, depending on the time period, was in all sorts of videos.
Okay. So who had the best? Listen, sir, there's a whole bunch of them that can get traded. You follow sports, nigga.
Like a standout one? Okay, like a standout. Listen, okay,
niggas could be out, niggas could have been out here trading video vixens. Hey, you know what? I got this short haired bitch I can definitely give you for a couple videos, but you got one back there. Yeah, I'm gonna need her to be one of the girls to stand in front
while
I'm
thinking talk about trading video vixens like Pokemon cards.
That's how they was doing it though.
I mean facts. It's like, oh shit, this is
I'm just trying to put y'all on game.
Okay. I mean a standout one right off the top of my head, I gotta give it to just Big Boy in the Way You Move video, because Kichoy and that little purple, it lives in my brain.
Nah, Mr. Goo getting his face licked lives in my brain rent free.
Oh man.
Okay. Touché.
And she did that with no hesitation.
None.
And probably you know how many scenes they had to do?
No, that nigga ain't washed his face.
Not once.
All that yelling, you know he was sweating.
Oh my God. I hope to God her breath was not hot. You ever had it's remnants from bitch with some yuck?
You go to, or you see them niggas that try to kiss a bitch in the club. Knowing damn well she been sweating from all that dancing.
Yo,
knowing damn well her breath smell like throw up and fucking fire shots.
And not even just that. Like her lips is literally just like, you know when you pick the you do a tequila and you dip the you got to put the glass in the salt rim.
Yo,
literally, like you go to kiss her, it's just salt. Like being, she just played a whole first half in the finals.
Being close enough to smell a bitch's rank ass mouth, it's crazy.
Hey, wait.
What's I worse? Got a bad poker face.
What's worse? So, what's worse? That one, that, or some like, or bad backshot win?
No, nigga, there's no
bad backshot win.
What you mean?
The fuck? The,
like,
I don't
kiss
her. I don't gotta kiss her in the mouth. If I understand, I don't.
You know, you'd be like trying to cover your nose.
I don't guess. Well, there's no fucking way.
You're breathing from your mouth, like.
Yo,
hey, are you doing this one? You out there getting it in? You got to like take your shirt and do this.
Hey, you ever told her pussy smell like a turtle tank?
Hey, yo, next topic, my niggas. Yo, y'all are wild until I'm talking about just smell like a turtle tank. Y'all are chill.
Earring back to the series.
Okay, all right.
My bad.
Sloan, sir.
Your pussy smell like kneecap sweat.
I know it's at least six niggas listening that rub the back of their kneecap and smell that shit.
Hey,
and that shit stank.
If you a bad bitch, wipe behind the back of your ear and smell it.
Earring back is
it's like, oh you so bad, oh you think you that fine, do this,
yo.
Smell it.
I fucking can't take you niggas nowhere, bro.
Next topic, please.
Look like you got popcorn shrimp growing out.
Yeah, hey, hey, order in the motherfucking court. Listen, Sloan, sir, what brought you to this next topic? Because I'm really interested to understand this. You had mentioned to us in pre-pod, you attract what you advertise. Sir, if you could elaborate, please.
All right. So if you're a dude and you like, all you post is money and your cars and material things, you're going to attract people that only like material things. That's only there for the money, the cars, and your jewelry or whatever. And the inverse of that is for women. If all you post is ass and titty and sexual shit, don't get mad when a nigga only hit you up to fuck. Because you get what you advertise. You attract what likes what you're advertising, to say it that way. You know, so if you are, if like some of my guys, they put out the nerdy vibe. So if you put out the nerdy vibe and all of that, so you want to attract chicks that like the nerdy vibe.
Straight up.
If you put out that you ain't shit, you're going to attract chicks that like the ain't shit vibe. You know, it is, you attract what you advertise.
Well, that's a factual actual, because can I ask you a question? Yeah.
Sure.
What has brought you to this poignant idea? Is it more so like from things that you're seeing close by, or just overall topical, like internet shit,
social media, like Facebook? You know, I see a lot of people say, oh, I want to be respected for X, Y, and Z, but you showing A, B, and C,
right? Or yeah, and they're like not moving in the direction of like what they're saying is that they are trying to, like, what they're wanting is not coming the same way as like what they're actually getting and is bringing towards them.
And then have the nerve to be mad about it.
So
at the same time.
All right. So if we're looking at universal principles, right? Like law of attraction, because most of these niggas think that like it only works in like positivity, but in reality, it's what are you magnetizing toward yourself? So is that really what you would say is like befalling or pit trapping a lot of people? And why are niggas and bitches alike doing this shit?
Oh, okay. Brought something to my attention. Side note, but it still qualifies for what we're talking about with the attraction. And why I bring it up is, if like you were saying with the example, if you just throwing out ass and titties and doing all this other shit, and then niggas, like Sloan said, like niggas try to like come and holler at you, then you want to sit up and get mad about it. And then I noticed something the other day when I was on the TL, or there's this young lady, and don't get me wrong, she, you know, it was cool, but the caption was posting this up now so my kids always know that mommy had it or had all this ass or some shit like that. Threw me the fuck off guard. And I'm sitting, and then I seen somebody caption it right above it. They're saying, ass be these bitches' whole personality. Why the fuck do your kids need to know that? Right. So it's like, if I see you post that, and then I'm like, I'm assuming, oh, you stupid, you probably a hoe, and it ain't gonna take much effort. And then if a nigga come at you, then you gonna motherfucking have all this attitude and want to be addressed with respect. Yes, you literally went on the internet and said that you were posting this picture. I'm gonna find it. I'll send it to the group chat. It's on Twitter. Like, posting this picture with all this ass so my kids know that they mama had it.
No.
Or some shit like what that. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, you're attracting, not only are you, I guess, whatever it is you're trying to attract, you're attracting all this negative attention because, bitch, you mentioning kids. Like,
that's weird.
I'm glad you got a BBL. Good for you. Like, you do whatever you need to do
to support your children.
I'll find it.
So we're excited. We're supposed to congratulate you for getting the BBL.
Cool. You had enough money to go put something in your behind instead of.
I'm not going to even say that. Whatever you feel you needed to do to make yourself feel better, whatever, Sugarfoot. But don't expect me to congratulate you for having fake cakes. I'm sorry.
You ain't go to the gym. Here.
Whatever makes look you at the feel.
Callback. Hang on. Look at the callback here, gentlemen. Right? When did a negative situation outshine a positive one? So you want us to celebrate the fake gluteus maximus that you got garnered however you did it? For whatever reason, who cares? But you get less representation of praise with someone that goes to the gym. Again, calling back to previous episodes when Sloan went back home. You know what I'm saying? And now niggas act surprised. Yeah, nigga, I did the work. It was 6 or 7 niggas that liked my posts. 6 or 7 niggas that retweeted my shit. What we talking about, bruv? But if I throw some nigga shit on the timeline, it's a whole bunch of motherfuckers that'll react.
It's saying.
That's facts.
Listen, I'm over here paraphrasing in quotations and parentheses and commas and shit. Sloan's vocabulary and diatribes. You dig what I'm saying on the Sucio Boys podcast in previous episodes. Make sure you go back and listen to the catalog. When your nigga was on here, okay? But this brings me to our final topic, fellas. Yeah. And this is a very important, poignant question that I like to ask people, but I am so sincere. I'm so sincere when I ask this shit because niggas really have to think about this shit, okay? Now then, if you had only one person to narrate your life, and I need the listeners out there to really fucking think about this, who would that person be for you?
Go ahead, son.
Morgan Freeman.
Okay, which most people, you know what I'm saying?
If Morgan Freeman is not available, have y'all ever watched Greenleaf? God, who does he play? Okay. Nunu Daddy.
Okay.
I know Nunu Daddy from ATL.
The dude he voiced Spawn.
Yeah,
from the animated series. I can't remember the dude's name, but that's a good pick too. Listen, I've asked this question. So far, I've heard Morgan.
Hold on, wait. Let's get Marty's.
Before
we talk about who we heard.
Lulu's daddy.
Nunu.
Okay.
Nunu's daddy. Jesus.
Okay.
I'm fucking 18.
So for me, it's a coin flip between Ghostface Killer.
Ooh.
Because especially any of y'all that read his book that he put out a few years ago,
It was like a book on CD of him just saying random shit that didn't make no sense but made all the sense in the world. I feel like him or Gucci Mane, but it's got to be pre-lockup Gucci Mane. Like fat, out of shape Bart Simpson change.
Yo, getting fat Gucci.
Like, you sound like sleep apnea when he awake.
You got fat Gucci.
It's a good body. Goddamn. Like that. Gucci. Or he sound like the dude from Hey Arnold that used to stand behind Helga all the time. Dugates. Yeah, like that nigga.
He would. Listen here. Lurk in the whiskey. It would get that nigga the voice. There's so many people that I... Because I'm thinking about like voice actors too. Possibly Mark Hamill Joker. If I had to choose a variety, I have, right? Because I feel like a lot of folks really just look at one. Morgan Freeman is the consensus for almost anybody I've ever asked this question. Like 4 out of 5 will say Morgan Freeman without hesitation. Allstate dude. That was another guy that surprised, and I'm like, oh, I'm not surprised. The dude Spawn, for sure, that was a good one. I'm trying to see, and this is hard too because a lot of people look in like short. I would say Dave Chappelle.
Snoop.
Ooh. Let's see.
MC Light.
Ooh. Yo. That's a, all right. Let's see. She's the voice actor who played Susie on the Rugrats, but she does.
Oh, that's Cree Summer.
Yep.
Cree Summer, yep.
Or Regina King.
Of course. Ooh, of course. Okay.
The nigga that played, is it Uncle Ruckus?
This nigga.
Ah, bro, listen. You
I
really
think Jamie Foxx would be good too.
Okay.
Do you have like a particular role or just like regular Jamie Foxx?
Just regular Jamie Foxx.
Okay. Method actor. Okay. That's I didn't even think about that. You know what? Johnny Depp.
I would like Pierce Bronson or what's his name? Idris Elba.
Okay.
Like, I like, for some reason, I like the British accent to talk about my life.
I'm trying to think. There's yes, but there's like, I like the British accent where it's low. It's also another ethnicity. It's a juggle between like the Jamaican British or
yeah, bro,
the African British, where it's like they'll juggle some, you know, terminology in between. It's got to be maybe Brad Pitt from us. What is that? Snatch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That would be for my inebriated voice. See, and that's the thing too, because I would want different voices to play.
Oh, drunk me? I'm a stink meaner.
Oh God.
What's good, pussy ass nigga?
What's good, nyaka? What's good, nyaka? What's really good?
Oh shit.
Yes, ass nyaka.
I think yeah.
Le Duval too.
Okay.
Oh shit.
Oh shit. All right. So
we talked about this earlier. Phil Brooks from Mad TV.
Yeah.
Phil Lamar?
Phil Brooks, yeah. Whatever, nigga.
Yeah. Oh, no, that would be fucking perfect. Oh, you know what? I want fucking, was it Shane Mo, the guy who does Goku's voice. So, like, when some nigga shit happens. You bitch niggas got me fucked. Ah! Just anytime some shit pop off.
Yeah, Uncle Ruckus, if I'm like looking at niggas with disdain, for sure. Look at these niggas.
Look at these. Up to their niggas.
Niggas down.
Never. Robert, you gonna let these niggas talk to me like that? Robert.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Also, at some point, if my drunk voice would be said to entertainer from the barbershop.
Slowing down here, drunk little motherfucker, once again. I don't know how you supposed to get home. Kill. Come get Sloan. Right goddamn now.
Oh, God.
Somebody call his goddamn mama.
Oh my God.
Okay, so you have a myriad of drunk. If I'm tripping, because I'll probably wait a while, but next time I do acid, I would definitely have Johnny Depp play that voice as Jack Sparrow. Oy.
The room's gone.
Just mannerisms for sure, I think. No. I would have him play Hunter S. Thompson from Fear and Loathing. I would want that Johnny Depp to be my acid trip.
Yeah.
Let's see. There's who would be your voice of like everybody get the fuck out, or I'm gonna knock the next nigga out that I see if niggas don't think straight?
Mike Tyson.
Really?
And I mean, and
be a calm fictional Mike character, Tyson. I would love Black Dynamite. Just
calm Mike Tyson.
Jive turkey ass nigga and get before I could Kumite and a nigga out of the fucking frame.
Oh shit, I control all deleted myself because I don't know what the fuck. Damn, how do you perplex yourself by your own question? Call Mike Tyson.
The monster.
Nah, nigga. I'm the nigga that plays Shogun from, yeah, that's it. I don't give
a... No, I want DMX. I want DMX to do that shit. Just like tell niggas to get the fuck out and then start barking. I feel like that would be like the icing on the cake.
Hey, yo, you wild.
You are not allowed in this fucking house. Hurt. And then after, say a prayer. Because we have levity, you know? I feel like that would be perfect.
That's a wild-ass flipping script.
Yo, LeBron got swept.
Oh, wow.
Your boy just made some money.
Oh, wow. I thought they was going home. Like, but in a gentleman's suite, what happened?
So, and LeBron shook two hands and left.
So Miami and Denver, you know what I'm saying?
If
you're a fan of actual basketball, then you're going to love everything about that. If you've been paying attention to this conference finals in any way, shape, or form, I'm not worried about ratings.
It's not
my goat would never.
This nigga was wilding on the internet talking about MJ. Listen, MJ lost in the first round, but if he made it to a later part of the round in the playoffs, that nigga was getting through to the finals, only to win every single time he was in the finals. But
LeBron James,
he ain't never had that dog in him like that. But we getting long in the tooth. That's interesting. I literally have no idea who my aggressive macho man, maybe. That's who I would do.
On your acid trip?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at the pretty colors. Let me
tell you something. Look at the pretty colors around the globe. You know what I'm talking about, brother. Can't dig it.
No, I want the Ultimate Warrior. I want the Ultimate Warrior to just start yelling like when shit pop off. That's drunk me, Ultimate Warrior.
Oh,
okay. What's gonna happen next? Hulk Hogan, we're gonna stop a bitch singer out 3-4 times and then go to the moons of the galaxies of Endor and die that unicorn. Like the niggas are so confused that shit happened, they're like, wait, huh?
Oh shit.
Like, what did that nigga say?
What this nigga said. They start shaking the ropes. Oh, like, where did this nigga get ropes from?
Just on the street corner, just the corner of the street, just fucking shaking the shit out of magical ropes that's just there.
I'd be all getting ready to say some shit. You know, it's like the Obama translator in Key and Peele. I'd be ready to say some shit. All you next thing you know, all you see is hair and tassels just run past like Roadrunner. And then niggas like, what the fuck was that? It was like some neon green shit just ran next to me. And then it'll stop out of nowhere and then say some crazy shit.
That's it. Marty, you just told me. I want an interpreter that if like the aliens is watching this shit on whatever channel they on, because I know they got streaming shit right now, watching Susio Gang. If they're watching me, I would like them to have a nigga translator. Just to let them know all the nigga shit, even my inner monologue sometimes, you know what I'm saying? When I get that risky text, then
or have one at work, so it's like so you can, he'll code switch for you, but you can't be in trouble for it because you ain't say it. Your translator said it per my last email, and then he pop up. What he's saying, you bitch ass nigga. Don't be coming over here with that bullshit. I told y'all
I don't even have to talk. That nigga just answers all questions and things for me.
You want him to read your emails out loud as you type them like you would a fucking
Hey nigga, who the fuck do you think you talking to? First off, I did the fucking report, you bitch ass nigga. So while you sitting here asking where are the numbers, if you look back, you can
if you read the thread three emails down, but the email just looks proper like you're supposed to, but then you just hear.
And then you just, and he goes, and I gladly await your response. Don't say no shit that'll get you knocked the fuck out. Sincerely.
Respectfully, disrespectfully, nigga.
Sloan Esquire.
That would be great.
Oh fuck, man. All right, man.
We gotta get on. Y'all might have to get on that.
Nigga email. Work nigga emails. Yeah, I seen it. You know what? It's long. I got a stitch.
I told y'all where I would be at the end of this episode, and I'm there.
Oh, look, Cook City. We appreciate you for making it to the fucking finish line, my nigga.
Oh my god, this nigga is fucking place. I just seen him standing there like a tear, just like
that. Yo, I ain't even break the seal this episode, my nigga. Proud of myself, you know what I'm saying? I've been drinking green tea all day. I got this big ass half liter gallon green tea shit.
Oh, this nigga finna be big dehydrated.
I'm about to go drink some water right now. What are you talking about? But before I do, listen, we done got long in the tube. So this has been episode 90. We are 10 away from 100. You know what I'm saying?
Sushi podcast.
All types of shit. We gonna celebrate.
We need to pull up for 100?
Man, hold up. What are we talking about? We'll have this conversation off topic. But anyways, yeah. My nigga, before we get the fuck up out of here, let's tell the people where they can find us, Sloan. Where can the people find you, good sir?
On drugs.
Hey, this nigga see his spaceships on vacation right now.
CCO Sloan 217. My TikTok is doing well. I'm up to like 705 followers now. Susio Sloan on Instagram. You know, Susio Boys every Tuesday. Popping with Rev every Tuesday and Thursday, 7:30 a.m. Eastern. Every Thursday we have Coffee with Rev is on Thursdays as well. We also have the Paid with Daryl with Prop and Sloan. You know, I'm out here just doing things. You know, drink water, smoke reefer, wash your ass, mind your business. Speak up, speak out. Child support is a choice. Don't let nobody silence you. If you sit down, they can't take your butt.
That nigga does that shit off of muscle memory. And is cooked. I'm talking filet mignon.
Sloan has blinked 3 times in the last hour.
Nigga, I can't tell when he blinked and when he had his eyes open. Good for him.
You can tell because his head goes with the blink.
Yo blinking is crazy. Marty, where can the people find you, sir?
I'm trying to be on the move like slowly right now.
Listen, the care package is taken care.
Oh, God. You can find me on Instagram, Marty_McFlyerThanYou, on Twitter, M_, you know what I'm saying, McFlyerThanYou, you know what I'm saying? Some new music dropping, especially Friday. And Night Microdose, be ready for that. It's fire. As soon as I leave here, I got to finish up the last parts of that because I'm 20 minutes late for the session. But it's all good because I'm with Gang now. And, you know what I'm saying? You know, you can find me in the DeLorean. And I might, whatever space point in time, I'm going to be where they got it for the low.
You know what I'm saying? Throwing water stein and all types of shit.
I'm doing jutsus, nigga. Hold on.
Don't even understand, bro. Listen, 800 Shogun, you can find me on Twitter, the Aaron Hunter. Yeah, I use my Govy. I don't give a fuck. But you might want to just be careful if you find my burner, Petty Pie May, because I don't play.
Thunderstorm right now. I just seen the
Nigga, I can't see nothing but the DeLorean in the upgrade. Listen, Marty, I thought your people was water people. Ain't you a part of the water tribe, my nigga?
Ain't nobody said nothing about lightning, nigga.
All right, you ain't part of the Fire Nation, I know that. Anyways, you can find me blink twice, nigga. I'm safe. A.Hun.TheShogun on Instagram and Facebook fan page. Listen, we are revamping the CDB Network Facebook fan page. So if you are looking for it, it is not there. We got multitude of things that are coming on the way. If applicable. Anyways. All I got to say is if you're listening to us on any RSS feed, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, make sure that you follow the CDB Network or anywhere that you listen to podcasts. I just found out that there's folks that listen to us on Google Podcasts too. Shout out to them, gang them. You know what I'm saying? If you can, do us a huge favor. Make sure that you, if you're listening, give us a like, share, subscribe to our network channel, and also give us a 5-star rating if you could, please. That will greatly improve our reach and the amount of people that we can get to listen in. Listen, we got a lot of shit to do this year. That's all we ask if you could. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we're going to do some extra giveaways. We like giving away free shit. So, yeah, appreciate y'all. If you, you know, are out and about, share some love, show some joy, be happy. The fact that if you are even thinking you're having a bad day, you are still alive to live the day. You dig what I'm saying? Stay positive. All this shit is going to work out in the end. You are a first player for a reason. We are all just in the same fucking avatar. Or excuse me, all the same persons, just different avatars. That's really it. So you can write your own fucking script. You just got to think it into existence. My man, and
stick to the script.
My man Sloan Kettering is living proof. I saw this shit do some fucking amazing wild shit, and somehow we are here. And I have a Dr. Dabber, actually a couple rigs sitting, just hanging out on my bed for no reason, because I seen this nigga do some shit just off the strength because he thought it into existence. I just want to talk shit with my friends and get paid for it and travel around the world and rub on voluptuous behinds. Just trying to do a lot to take care of the kids, Nim. You know what I'm saying? Wu-Tang is for the children. All right, family. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. All that fun shit. Listen, even if she got bad breath, don't stay for the bad back shots. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. Marty, I can't even believe you asked that question, nigga. Who the fuck didn't answer that question the way that you thought? If you stand for the bad back shot win, or you putting the shoulder over your nose, my nigga, you's a foul ass nigga. And you need Jesus and bleach. Bleach your meat, nigga. Get the fuck on.
Hey, yo, that's it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Defund these niggas immediately. I'm ready to go.
Defund
bleach your meat. Bleach your meat is crazy.
Fun Bob, let him know.
Thank you for your patronage.
We are fucking out. That's crazy.